Welcome to the Farmer's Voice. I'm Alan Watts with Kentucky Farm Bureau. On today's edition of the program, we visit with Darren Wills from Shelby County. Darren, tell us about your farming operation.
Well, I've got a pretty small grain operation. We have about 900 acres of corn and soybeans, raised a little bit of wheat. I hadn't harvested any for the last few years. We kept some this year. Wheat price got up, and we try to plant a lot of cover crop type of ground we got. We really need to put some cover on it so it doesn't wash away. So saved a little bit of wheat back this year.
What about the history of your farm? Tell us a little bit about how you guys got started there.
Well, I grew up on a farm, and my dad, he farmed. He had some beef cattle, raised tobacco, had alfalfa hay and timothy hay. We raised, baled it up, so sold to horse farms. We got a lot of horse farms around here. And I guess in the mid-70s, he really focused more on grain, switched over and started raising a lot of corn and soybeans. And then, of course, in the 80s, that all kind of went south and ended up pretty much losing most of the operation, sold all the grain equipment, and scaled back the farm operation a whole lot. Had a few beef cattle, and mostly just raised tobacco. And so I guess in about 84, after we sold all that, my dad went to work at a farm equipment dealership in the service department. And we pretty much continued just to raise tobacco. And then at about the time I went to, when I graduated high school and was going to college, I went to work at the same dealership in the service department there. And that helped me pay for college. And also baled some straw. Then I worked at the equipment dealership in the summer and then raised some tobacco. And that paid for college. And when I got out of college, continued to work. I got a full-time job at that dealership and got a job as the parts manager and continued to raise tobacco and do a little straw. And Dad did too. So we were working full-time, both of us, and raising tobacco, which I made for some late nights and long weekends. And then, sometime in, I guess, at the late 90s or so, I took a job as a contractor delivering mail. I was trying to grow my farm operation. I graduated college and rented my first farm. It was rough. It was pretty much just a rock pile and about 40 acres and started raising a little bit of grain. Had to borrow most of the equipment or hire most of the work done. And the second year of my operation, I bought an old combine in the auction for $1,800. And so the second year, I was able to plant and do my harvest and continue to work full-time, grow my operation. And as I went to work as a contractor at the post office, I was able to hire help to deliver if I needed to. So that gave me freedom to expand my operation. So I just steadily grew my farming operation, renting more farms through the last, 30 years, just buying a little equipment along the way and getting a little bigger to the 900 acres I have now. So I do most of all the work myself. I have my dad helps some in the spring and in harvest, and then my wife helps a lot, helping me move equipment around, and that's about the extent of it.
Hey, you're working out there in the public. What really drew you back to farm, Aaron?
Well, I, of course, grew up on a farm, and I really kind of always was, my goal, I guess, really, was to get back on the farm. And I was always kind of working towards that, I guess, the whole time I was doing public work. That was my goal, and I pretty much continued to do the post office until I just ended that. This end of March. So now, for the first time, really, in a long time, I'm just doing farming. So happy to be doing that.
Tell me a little about your involvement in your community organizations there in your county. What are some things you're involved in?
I've been a member of the county, Farm Bureau County Board, for several years. And now I started out as treasurer, and now I'm secretary on that. And the way our progression works, we do 4-year terms, and we move up to eventually be president, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm also on our zoning board as a board of adjustments and appeals, and I serve on that as a vice chairman on that board. So
that's to keep you busy locally, that's for sure. Well, what are some of your big challenges out on the farm, Darren? What are some big things that keep you up at night time?
Well, you know, our county, where we are, Shelby County, we've got a lot of development, and our county judge just keeps on making announcements about more factories coming in, so those people need a place to live. So it's putting a squeeze on farmland, you know, prices and rent. And I rent most all of my farmland. I've got 52 acres here in Waddy that I own. Everything else is rented. So that gives me a lot of uncertainty. It's a lot of those leases are year to year. I've got some 3-year leases, but most of them are year to year. So at any time, you know, those farms could be sold and developed. And so that worries me some. And I, you know, just looking out, you know, the next several years, I just think the farmland in this county is really gonna be squeezed by development. We also have turns out the thing that I'm really good at raising is white-tailed deer. We're overrun with them here, so we have a big challenge of managing those, working with the landowners, convincing them that they need to keep those populations under control because they do a tremendous amount of damage to our grain crops. And so those, you know, those things, and of course, you know, what everybody's, I'm sure, talked to you about is our input cost and availability this year. I went in sometime around after the first year, went in to talk to my local dealership about what I was going to need for my farm operation this year as far as chemicals and fertilizer. And you know, not only was I shocked by the prices, but also by, you know, I primarily used urea to fertilize my corn for nitrogen. And not only was I shocked by the price, but then was told that I may not even be able to get it. So then, you know, then you got to start worrying about your decisions to plant how many acres and what type of crop. And but we made it through. You know, we switched over and used liquid nitrogen and maybe it's what we could get, but it's always a challenge.
Are you there in Shelby County, or are you branched to another county here or what?
I've got not equally split. I've got a little more in Shelby County. I'd say I'm about 60-40, and the rest in Spencer County. I'm in Waddy, which kind of puts me in a pretty central location to both counties. I'm not too far away from either one.
What's the other side? What do you enjoy the most? Why do you enjoy farming? What do you like about it?
Well, I like getting my hands dirty. I've always liked to tinker with equipment. Of course, my dad was a service manager for years and at the farm equipment dealership, and we did a lot of our own work on our equipment. And so I like hands-on. I'd much rather experience something than read about it. And so I like getting my hands dirty. I like the smells and the feel of being out on a farm. You know, I'm sure you've been out in a field that's just been harvested from corn, and it's just got a smell to it and the smell of fresh dirt. I mean, that's just what I've been around my whole life. And I like the community of farmers we have around here. I like all the involvement in the Farm Bureau, you know, the kinship. That's where I like to be.
Our guest today on the Farmer's Voice, Darren Wills from Shelby County. I'm Alan Watts for Kentucky Farm Bureau.